Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. The water's warm and there's a swim-up bar. Glass of Perspective, anyone? Now, here's Ashley.
Hey, welcome back to Perspectives. This is Sunday night, and it's a glorious Sunday night. And in the studio tonight, we have Tammy Dombeck, and Tammy is a DFW TV personality. Tammy.
Gosh, I say, you know, like 12 years TV, but not radio. Like, I was radio here at 570 Cliff, Ashley. I was telling you earlier, like maybe 14, 15 years ago. So, of course, when I was like 18.
17.
Yeah, and I did news and traffic for Wheels with Ed Wallace, who was still here and had such success here. And then I did Picks of the Polish Girl, like football picks, with Mike Fisher against
fun.
Norm Hiskus. Yeah, so it's so great to be here in the new 570 KLIF studios. It's awesome, and it's not TV, so I don't have to do my hair. It's just like pigtails and hats. I dig it.
Her hair looks great, and she's got this really cool hat. I mean, I feel like we should be out on like Riviera somewhere or something. So, you know,
on a yacht.
Yeah, exactly. So it's great to have her in studio tonight. So she's going to be here all night, which is going to be great. And then we have Stuart Boslow, and Stuart is a two-time Emmy Award-winning producer who's been in TV business for 15 years. And he started in TV in Amarillo and in Reno, in Nevada. And it's really cool because right now he is working with KTXD-TV. And it's pretty rocking news station here in Dallas Metroplex. And it's really cool. So, Stuart, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. How are you, Ashley?
Oh, I'm great. Are you having a good evening?
I am, indeed.
Well, hey, it was really great. We were talking on the phone earlier this evening. And the cool thing is that, you know, being in your position, as well as Tammy's, you know, y'all understand that the news, y'all understand the news industry itself. And TV and the news is basically the same. And that's one of the derivatives of us and our society and how we define where we are in our life. So it seems to be more shock value and more sensationalism than news than it used to be. What do you think?
Absolutely. I think Tammy would agree with me when I say, you know, the old adage, if it bleeds, it leads, is definitely still true.
What do you think?
Absolutely. Oh, I absolutely agree, Stuart. And you guys have such a great new venture there that you guys are capturing. I was talking to Ashley earlier tonight about how, you know, back in the day, like when we were growing up here in DFW and we had all of these great investigative reports and all of these great, really great stories that really delved into an issue or a subject and looked at both sides of something. And now, you know, I know we have a lot of like backpack journalists and it's really quick stories that don't really delve into the meat of a story. And I love
exactly
what you guys are doing, because you guys are really doing that and you're hitting it head on and you're bringing back all of these amazing, real, and I mean this, journalists, because, you know, that's, I think that's used lightly nowadays, journalists. And you're bringing back all these great journalists who really care about the issues and care about everything and both sides of everything and doing it truthfully and seeing both sides of it.
Exactly. I was just telling Ashley earlier today that, you know, with the, especially like with the General Petraeus and, you know, investigation and everything that's going on right now, there's no one organization who's asking tough questions. You know, there's no Woodward or Bernstein anymore. There's no, you know, good investigative journalist who's fighting to uncover, you know, whatever's going on in the government. You know, there's just not that type of reporting anymore. And I don't know if it's that people aren't craving it anymore, or, you know, it, just like you said, with the backpack journalism. And by that, we mean, you know, the reporter is shooting the video, doing the interview, editing the story and all of that at the same time. You know, it's just do more with less mentality.
Absolutely. And you know, we see it in this market. And of course, this is a major market in the United States, you know, fifth largest market in the nation. And you see that here now. And it is sad. And it's sad for me to see growing up and wanting to be in news and in college and really wanting to capture, you know, what the meat of a story and what's really going on. And now it just kind of seems like you kind of give people the facts and then you move on within 30 seconds or 45 seconds or less. You know,
exactly.
There's not those really in-depth great stories. And I think 60 Minutes still does it. I think they still do it great. And I love that show because they do give you both sides of it and they really delve into things and you know, and see why, you know what, you should really care about this story and what's going on, you know, not only in Texas, but in America.
You know, I feel like a lot of times when you watch the news, I feel a lot of times when you're watching it, it's almost like watching a Mavs game. It's like the ADD hour, you know, it's like the ticker tape on the bottom and the side thing. And then you hear this other person and there's different lighting and stuff like that. And then you have the alert on the bottom of the screen.
You know, it's funny, when we were hiring people for the Texas Daily on KTXD, we were, you know, talking to, you know, all sorts of different reporters and anchors and everybody about the positions there. And And we were saying, you know, most reporters usually get a minute 30 for their mm-hmm. stories, or if that, sometimes they have to beg for that kind of time. And we're telling our, you know, cast and crew to take longer, to go 2.5, go 3 minutes if you need, you know, time to tell the story. And, you know, you just see their eyes light up. Like, really? Somebody's telling me to take more time?
Like, finally, I can really tell the story. Like, yeah, I'm like, nodding over here, because I remember if something was shut down or somebody, you know, passed away in a car accident, and they're like, tell us in 30 seconds or less. And you're like, really? Like, I can't do that. And it is. It's like, we're on a time schedule. And it gets to be more about the time schedule than the story, and about what you're trying to relate to the people that you're talking to out there. So I think your station's doing such a great job, and it's refreshing to see what you guys are doing over there. And I'm sure all of your anchors who are coming out of, oh, you know, like, you've got 45 seconds to talk about this, that, and other, and you now saying you have 3 minutes to talk about this and really explain it to people is amazing for them. Like, that's a dream come true for them, especially a true journalist.
You know, I'll tell you, this is such a little, you know, insider baseball TV thing. But the other day, the show I was producing, I went in 5 minutes late, which for any producer would drive them insane.
Oh, chaos. Like, it's going to be the death of you, right?
Yes. And then I ended up having to kill like 8 minutes out of my show. So, you know, you let them go. You let them talk. And that's something that's missing from news today. You know, the anchors just are readers. They're not there to give perspective. They're just there to tell the story, and you don't, as a viewer, get anything out of that other than what they tell you.
Right.
I think that's what's missing. You know, like Ashley said earlier, you know, you used to sit around the dinner table with your family and you would mm-hmm. watch the news, and you would get a little bit of perspective with that. And you just don't get that anymore. You know, everybody's on the go. Everybody's moving. Mm-hmm. You know, I told Ashley earlier, I wake up and the first thing I do is I check my Twitter and I check my Facebook, and that's where I'm getting my news. You know, like, I don't even sit down and watch the news anymore. So, you know, it's such a difficult realm now.
Right. No, I absolutely agree. And I was in morning television here, you know, for 12 years, and I do the same thing now. You know, I hit Twitter for my breaking news, because the Twitterers here are really good in news about telling you if there's a water main break or if there's an Amber Alert or something like that. So I get like my, you know, my breaking news hits, but I still miss and I still crave, you know, the really in-depth investigative stuff that change our lives here locally, you know, in Dallas, Fort Worth. And you guys are doing that. And I think it's just awesome.
You know, it's really cool, too, because I guess y'all's theory as well over at that news station is based upon the idea of having good news, like quality news. Because I know we were talking about this earlier, and I think everybody says this basically is, you know, I don't watch the news because it depresses me and it's upsetting to me and it puts me down and it brings me down. You know, and a lot of times, really, honestly, I have listened to the news. I have watched the news even during September 11th, and I did it on purpose as like basically a scientific discovery. And after about 48 hours of watching that, I really felt like there was nothing I could do to make the world better, that I was really just doomed to live out my life and then just basically die. And then I realized, wow, there's something wrong with this, because it takes hope and it takes the belief that you actually have an ability to do something. And I think that's what a lot of the newscasts are. It's just down and depressing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I would totally agree. That's the number one complaint I get from anybody I talk to about this business. It's, oh, I don't watch the news anymore because it's too depressing. Well, mm-hmm. that may be the case, but, you know, somewhere along the line, more people are watching it because, you know, that's what's selling. And so, you know, until there's a shift in viewership based on what's being broadcast as news, there's nothing's going to change.
Mm-hmm. And especially, you know, in morning television, and I don't have children, but my sister has two children, and I know sometimes she'll be like, I don't want them to watch this because I don't want to have to talk about the fire where a little girl passed away and, you know, lost her life and all of this, so that we get in all of our news nowadays. So it's tough, and it has changed over the years. I mean, we know that locally and nationally, it's much different now.
Yeah, I don't like the idea of like covering Lindsay Lohan and yeah. skinny jeans.
That's not news. Yeah.
I mean, I'm just going to say that, you know, with morning in particular, you watch up until a certain hour, and then all of a sudden it becomes celebrity news.
Right, 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 right. Exactly. And you're like, are we living in DFW or are we living in LA? Yeah, it's much different. Things have definitely changed.
Yeah, so I don't know. So let's talk about, we'll come back to all this. Let's talk about TV as well, because obviously TV and the news are all part of one another. And I think that this also kind of describes, I think the way that the TV is going is also, TV programming is also going the same as news. You know, what are some of the favorite shows that y'all like on TV? What do you think, Tim?
I think of like way back when, like when it was like Love Boat, where everything, like it was an hour long program and there was all this drama in the beginning and all of these problems and everything was solved in an hour. You know, like, I mean, that was like, you know, in Fantasy Island, that was the same with that. And now it's so much reality TV.
Totally.
I mean, it's insane. It's crazy. I love when American Idol first came out because you'd see that downtrodden person that came from a little small, you know, teeny town and really making it. And it gave you hope. It gave you that hope, like we were talking about earlier. And it wasn't like that bad, downtrodden news. And it was like you were really pushing for that person. And then after all these years, it just kind of gets to be too much. I mean, we never had that when I was growing up, at least. We just had all these great shows. I mean, Little House on the Prairie, I Dream of Jeannie. I mean, you know, all kind of like fun, lighthearted, fun stuff. And now it's different. Things have changed.
Most definitely.
For me, it was the Golden Girls.
Yeah.
I don't think you can get any better than the Golden Girls.
Wow. Okay. Why did you like the Golden Girls so much? Because I know a lot of people that love that show.
You know, it's funny. I watched it as a kid growing up, you know, and I remember staying up late to watch it because it was one of those shows that was gone kind of later, or at least the reruns were. But and I remember laughing at it then. And then now I watch it again as an adult and I realize, why was I laughing at this? Because I didn't get the jokes back then. I do now because a lot of them are very sexual. But it's a hysterical show, and there's just nothing like that on TV anymore.
I know some people that were going to go like that for Halloween, dressed up, and as one of them was going to go as B, you know, the really tall
yes.
woman, and then the other one was going to go as the older, the mother.
Yes.
So
that's
we have
awesome.
A call. We have a call on line two. Okay, I'm sorry, Richard from Allen. Richard, you're on the air.
Hey, good evening, Ashley and the roundtable.
Hey, hello. Good evening.
Good evening.
Hello. I just wanted to bring up, I mean, this is a great topic, and television from my youth is one of my favorite pastimes to think about because it's kind of like the death of the sitcom now. But in I guess it was middle school, I used to bring a TV guide to school and talk to the cafeteria lunch crowd and say, hey, here's what's on TV tonight, and ABC on Tuesday nights, and Head of the Class, Growing Pains.
Oh, yeah, Growing Pains.
Oh, yeah,
Mr.
Cameron.
Belvedere on Friday nights was kind of like my date. You know, I didn't go out on Fridays, but
that's all awesome.
I had huge crushes on all those girls from Tracy Gold from Growing Pains and Tracy Wells on Mr. Belvedere and Doogie Howser, you know, the big...
Doogie!
So those are my favorite shows. And it's just those the quality shows, even though I was younger then and they kind of related to me because there were teenagers in the shows and stuff, but the sitcom today is basically non-existent. CBS is doing a pretty nice job on it, but other than that, it is reality shows, as Tammy was saying. Mm-hmm. It's kind of sad.
Well, they're cheaper to make. That's why.
Yeah, much cheaper to make. You don't have to pay the stars, and you know, there's not all of the special effects and all of that you have to have with a regular show. Yeah, but it is sad. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, those were great shows that you listed. I love those shows myself. I think one of my favorite shows, though, is Frasier. So,
yeah, that's a good one.
That's a good one. But so, Richard, is there anything that you like nowadays that's on TV? Is there any shows that you like? Or,
well, my favorites are two that are well past their prime, and they're probably on their last season, and that's The Office and Two and a Half Men.
Yeah, those are good. They're good.
Pretty nice. But that's it. Other than that, you know, The Summertime has Big Brother. I love that show, mm-hmm. but that's one time a year, and that's about 9 months in the future, so until the next season.
Yeah, that's a good show. That's a good reality show.
But, oh, Tammy, it's wonderful to have you back. I have been a huge fan on NBC 5 Mornings. Even though I was working at home the past year, I still tune straight into 5 just to see a very nice sight for sleepy eyes.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it. 12 years, you know, in DFW morning television. I'll be back, though, in 2013. So you just stay tuned.
Most definitely. And Richard, thanks so much for calling. And we'd like to have your calls again. You got some great perspective there.
Oh, thank you very much. And have a good night.
Thanks.
Thank you. Have a good one. Okay, so we're going to have to take a quick break real quick, and when we come back, we're going to be talking about all this and more, you know, so stick around because we still have Stuart and Tammy and I, and you got to call in and give us your perspective, 888-787-5543, 888-787-5543. We're going to be talking about more, so stay tuned, as well as in our last segment, we have Cynthia Smoot with Out and About telling us everything we can do over this holiday week because, you know, sometimes we get bored because we got the family, we got everybody in here, we want to have a little bit of fun, so she's going to tell you where to find that. When we come back, stay tuned.
Are you making a career transition or starting a new business? Have you been feeling dissatisfied, reevaluating life choices, or simply looking for personal and professional breakthroughs? Maybe it's time you look into getting yourself a session with renowned certified life coach, Ashley Burgess. Life coaching deals with all areas of a person's life because issues in any one area can affect all others. Life coaching is a process which helps to solve daily problems, increasing the understanding of life's natural philosophy. As a licensed and board certified master life coach, Ashley Burgess empowers individuals in a supportive and non-judgmental way. Ashley understands that life coaching is a special relationship between herself and her client, and your anonymity will always be held in the highest regard. Life coaching is a practice with the stated aim of helping clients determine and achieve personal goals. Ashley Burgess helps people to recognize their goals and to both recognize and overcome the obstacles that are keeping them from getting there. For more information, visit ashleyburgess.org. That's A-S-H-L-E-Y-B-E-R-G-E-S.org.